Here we go. Okay, so. Whoa, Tucker, you okay? If that was my kneecaps, they would have popped right off. And then I would have had to take and screw them right back on, just like a gas cap. Okay, so a little bit of a tougher question today. And it's tougher because I'm not sure I even know the answer. What does the word glorify mean? Hear the crickets? There we go. There we got an answer. Okay, now you can give me a high five, right? There we go. He's the one who psyched me. He's the one like that. That's
psych.
Okay. That was actually cool when I was a kid. So that's one of those things that's been around for a while. He said to make something great, or what did you say? To make something great. To glorify. Any other thoughts about glorify? What is to glorify? Jesus is saying to his Father, the time has come, let me be glorified. And then, do I need to break you two up, or do I need to sit next, right between you two? Brothers. Okay. What is Jesus talking about there? It could be greatness. I'm just letting this kind of settle, because I think it's a question that all of us need to kind of stew with. What does the word glorify mean? Understand? I like that. It's like, Father, I want to understand your will for me, as Jesus is sitting there in pain. Ooh. That's a deeper level answer right there. She says raised. And so I think between these three kids, I think we got it all summed up here. There's greatness, there's understanding, and then there's raised. That is true of all of these things. That's what glorify means. And so I came here really without an answer, but you kids gave the answer, sort of the message of what this time of pain and greatness and understanding and this idea of being raised looks like. So as we look, here's our images. Does that look like you glorify? Yeah. Kinda, yeah. How about that image over there, that purple image there? Does that look like glorifying? Yeah. And then how about the big cross with the stained glass? Does that look like glorifying? How can all these things be true about glorifying? Yes, I think it's all of these and then some. So what Jesus today, okay. Do you think glorify is more of a sad thing or a happy thing? Man, these are like deep theologians. Yeah. Jace, right? Jace said it's both. Hallelujah. How is it both? Okay, yeah, you're talking from both heaven and earth, that it's happy in one way and then sad from earth because people will know that Jesus is going to die, right? But then happy like the will of the Father, interesting. Yeah, that's really, really great. I don't think I have anything more to add to you because you guys really just, I came with a question, I didn't really have an answer, and I think that's... part of how our faith grows is that sometimes, like a beignet, saturating in the finest of oils, and then it takes time to rise and fluff. I think that's how our faith needs to be too. So as we wonder about this glorify word, I think we're just going to leave it at that, and we'll hear a little bit more in the sermon about it. Have any of you guys been in a musical before? We got one. Anybody ever been in a musical or a play? You want to be. Okay. So that's, we're going to catch how glorify and being in a play or something like that can be a connection. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for Jesus who glorifies your name today. Help us to learn what this means, how it is both happy and sad, how it's both great, and how it's understood and sort of misunderstood, and then how it leads us to the cross where Jesus, your Son, has risen for us. We pray for these kids today on this windy, blustery day. Amen. We have Kit Kats today.